The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. An early father of the church, Saint Bede the Venerable, he asked the question, why does Jesus ask this man the question? He says, could he who was able to restore sight be ignorant of what the blind man wanted? His reason then for asking is that prayer may be made to him. He puts the question to stir up the blind man's heart to pray. Without prayer, no matter how great a miracle is worked in someone's life, they will not persevere in faith. You know, it's amazing sometimes, and I have no doubt that we've all had this experience, where you're talking to somebody, you know, another Catholic individual, and they'll be telling you a story about something that happened to them years ago or to their family. You know, God grant you to hear a miracle, or these certain graces, someone was healed. You know, we needed a home, and we prayed, and He gave it to us. And they've drifted away from the faith. And you think, oh my gosh, how could God have done that in their life? And then they walk away. Because without prayer, it is impossible to persevere. And so our Lord is trying to invoke prayer in the heart of this man. And why did our Lord grant the miracle to him? He said it was because of his faith. Now think of this, he's in this huge crowd. This man's been blind probably from his youth or many, many years. And our Lord says, what do you want me to do for you? Because he might have been embarrassed. You think, oh, that's impossible. How could I ever ask for that? Maybe I'll just ask for something else. Or what are people going to think if I said that and it's not granted to me? And he has the courage to say it. It takes great faith to ask for such an incredible gift. An otherwise impossible gift. My younger brother, not too long ago, shared with me a story. He was speaking to a woman, and she shared with him a miraculous story from their family life. And how one of her daughters was sick, and so she prayed for a miracle, and God granted it. And my brother says, you know what, she's telling me a story, and all of a sudden I realize, I don't ask God for anything. You know, I'll go to pray, and it's like I get caught up in myself, and I'll just start thinking my own thoughts, or, you know, I'll realize, oh, I'm a sinner, I don't have great faith. But I never just say to Jesus, Jesus, heal me. Jesus, take away my blindness. You know, I never just ask Him for those things. I was one time on a retreat, and the entire group, about 30 of us, were in adoration. And they read a gospel passage to us. And it was this one. And at the end of the gospel passage, they said to all of us, our Lord is here in your midst. Hear this question from Him. What do you want me to do for you? I've never heard such profound prayer in my entire life as the prayers that were said in that moment. And I thought to myself, imagine if I went to our Lord and heard Him say that to me every time I went to adoration. I would pray so differently. I recommend the next time that you have silent time alone with our Lord, hear him speak those words to you. What do you want me to do for you? Our Lord does not respond immediately in the moment to everything we ask of him in the way that we ask. And I close with this. What if he doesn't? A number of years ago, a friend of mine was in a terrible car accident. He wound up paralyzed from the waist down afterwards. He joined me on a pilgrimage to Lourdes. We both believed that God would heal him. He gets into the waters. I am 100% confident. I say it before he goes into the waters. Lord, I know that you're going to heal him. And he wasn't healed. I have absolutely no doubt that the faith that my friend put in God at that moment will one day be rewarded in God's way, in his time. No prayer that we ever make goes ungranted.